With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Pet Psychic Radio Show. Call in at 917-889-2693. That's 917-889-2693. We got the chat room open, I think. And I will, if not, I'm going to do that right now. So welcome, everyone. Hey, Laura.
Hey, everybody. Welcome Hello. To Pet Psychic Radio.
Welcome, welcome. So today we have a very exciting show. We have a special guest from Ape Action a little bit later that I'm really excited to talk to. So that'll be awesome. And what's been going on with you? How's Makia doing?
She's doing okay. You know, she had this, you know, mouth surgery for those of you who remember last week, and she's still in some pain. It's really interesting because, you know, she's so stoic and tough, you know, that she doesn't really, like, tell me. Like, she doesn't really say, hey, Mom, I'm in pain. So I've been asking her. I'm like, Makia, listen, I know you don't really like to tell me what's going on with you, but I need you to, like, show me and, like, send me the feeling of, like, how you're in pain. Like, send me the feeling. And then, oh, God, she'll send me the feeling, and I'll just, like, all of a sudden get it in my mouth, and it feels, like, so, like, numb, and it feels really painful still in her mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's a learning experience for me, because she's actually sending me, I usually hear it in words, you know?
Yeah.
So this time she's, like, she's sending it to me really in a feeling. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I mean, that does happen for you sometimes, right? With other animals and stuff too, like you get the pain or the feeling or whatever.
Yeah, I definitely will pick up their pain and their feeling, but like I'll recognize it first and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I have this weird feeling in my shoulder. And then I'll be like, you have pain in your shoulder? But I don't usually say to them, hey, send me your pain so that I can feel it. You know, I'll ask them like, oh, do you have any pain in your body? But I don't say like, send me the feeling of pain so I can pick it up in my body. To be honest with you, I don't even know if that's like the healthiest thing to do because, you know, we don't want to be taking everybody's pain into our body. I'll just be this walking pain.
Yeah.
I have to like figure out how to like let it go afterwards and like, because if you've noticed, it's quite amazing. Like a lot of healers and a lot of, you know, therapists and people who do healing work very often, unfortunately, it looks like to me, die of things like cancer and, you know, have medical problems themselves. And it's wondering, like, I wonder if they're so empathetic, if they're actually ingesting everybody's pain and not knowing how to let it go.
Right.
So it's like actually meditating on it and actually, you know, consciously saying, you can leave my body now.
Yeah. That's so crazy. So when she sent you the pain, you totally felt it in your jaw?
Yeah, I completely felt it in my jaw. She's so tough, you know, so like judging her level of pain is really hard. Like when she was about a year and a half years old, she one day she was like sitting on the kitchen table. It was one evening. She was sitting on the kitchen table and she was grooming herself. And I saw like this little like, I saw, like, a little bit of blood, like, on her fur. You know, she's pure white. And I thought, what is that, you know? And so I went over to her, and I was like, Makia, what is that? And she just looked completely normal grooming herself. And she had split. It was, like, a 10-inch, like, wound on her belly, and she was completely, like, split open.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God, Nakia. And she had been in the house, like, hanging out with me for, like, the last 4 hours, and I didn't even notice, and she was just so calm.
Yeah.
And I had to rush her to the emergency room, and she had, like, all this these stitches there, but she had no pain, really.
She's, like, got a high tolerance, pain tolerance.
She's a really high tolerance to pain. She told me at that time she was chased by a bear, and she cut herself on a fence.
Oh, my gosh.
One time she fell off the roof. These are just Makia's stories. One time she fell off the roof, and Makia, you know, like, what happened? And she had this story that she that there was a coyote, and she ran on top. She climbed the roof to get away from the coyote. And then as soon as she got on the roof, an owl swooped down, and she figured she had to, like, jump, and she jumped off the roof.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if that's true, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope she feels better. I think we all need to, you know, all of our listeners, if you can, keep sending positive energy and healing energy to Makia, who needs it right now.
Thank you. Yeah, she's all white and she's yellow eyes. Send her love.
And you can see her picture, I'm sure, on thepetpsychic.com. So if you go to Laura's webpage, there's pictures of her and all the animals and everyone on there. So
I'll post a photo of her on the Pet Psychic Radio page.
Okay, and you can see it on facebook.com/petpsychicradio, which you should all go to and like our page because you're listening
to our
show.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. Spread the animal love. Okay, do you want to take some calls? Are you ready?
Sure.
You ready, ready? Okay, cool. So our first caller is Kate with a toy poodle Papillon mix. Kate, go ahead.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Hello?
Right here. Like,
yeah. So,
oh, hi.
Yeah, what does your poodle look like?
So he's white and with tan patches. He's about 7 pounds, and his name is Happy.
And what's going on with him?
Well, there's a weird thing that happened last night. I'm a psychic and a pet psychic, too, and we're just really stuck about this. Happy occasionally bites my partner, Catherine, and he did it again last night, and it was right after we had a spirit visitor. We just moved to a new house a couple of weeks ago, and my partner and I have been, we've been aware that there's been some spirits around, but we didn't address them directly until last night. And they weren't, like, mean or malevolent or anything. And when we were done talking, they just went off to heaven. And right after that, my partner went to pet Happy, and he flipped out, and he bit her. And what he said to me was that he was feeling unsettled, and he just reacted. And he knows it's not okay to bite people ever, but he just reacts in a second. And how can we help him with this?
Okay, and so is this the first time that he's bitten?
No, he's bitten her a few times before, and we can go for, you know, 6 months, and everything is fine, and then it's like he just suddenly forgets, or he reacts in a second.
And it's so, only her that he bites?
Well, he'll bite other people if he's on a leash and they're leaning in to pet him. So the rule when I'm introducing him to other people is they have to let him come to them. And don't, you know, lean over him, all that stuff that you teach people. So it's like they kind of crouch down and they let him come to him. And as long as, you know, we follow the Happy rules, he doesn't bite people. He generally only bites if people lean over him and he feels vulnerable. But that is not what's happening with Catherine. And we just don't know what to do.
Okay, let me ask you what's going on. I bit her because I got scared. I thought that she had dusty energy.
Huh.
I was just sort of nervous. And I thought that there was dusty energy around her. It's a really interesting image, actually, that he's sending me. You know what it looks like when you see, like, sort of dust with light flickering on it. It sort of looks like that was on her hands. I didn't like it at all. When you talk about, like, that you had a spirit visitor, and how did you release it? Did your partner do anything with your hands? Like, what was the... Like the ritual.
Well, we just there was two of them actually, and with both of them, we just asked if there was anyone in heaven who could help us come and get them, because they weren't really wanting to go. So with both of them, it was just relatives that came in from heaven and said, "Okay, come on." So we didn't do anything physically; we were just talking, just listening to what they had to say, and then just asking.
You said I felt very uncomfortable. And sometimes she moves too fast towards me. And she moves back towards my neck. And it startles me.
Okay.
And there's something about her eye. Sometimes she catches my eye fast and it startles me. There's something about eye contact and reaching towards him that frightens him.
Okay.
So if she could maybe, I mean, it's kind of good that she caught his eye because you want him to know that she's reaching. But maybe what she could do is kind of look at him and then look away and then sort of take a breath and then say, "Hey, I'm gonna pet you now." Yeah, she came too fast. He said she came too fast.
Okay.
And sometimes she gets mad at me. When I bite her, she gets mad at me. Is that true?
Yeah, well, it's really upsetting. It's just all of a sudden a lot of emotion will happen when he strikes, because it's really startling. Everything's fine, and then all of a sudden it's this big, because it's scary when he bites. It's a big...
Yeah, and so does she yell at him, like tell him no, or what happens then?
Well, usually what happens is I'm the one that I will go in and remove him, and I'll kick him off the couch, or, like, not literally kick him, but, you know, like, I'll tell him to go on the floor.
Okay.
But, yeah, definitely from both of us, it's usually such a surprise, and we both have a fear reaction when he does it, because it's all of a sudden, and it's a big production.
He says, "I usually give a warning."
Oh, what's his warning? What are we missing?
I usually stare at them and tell them no.
Oh.
I usually do. So I know that it could happen really fast, but he feels like he's giving you a look, giving her a look and closing his mouth and sort of staring at her.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe for her to be a little bit more conscious of that, too. And there's nothing in it that's sort of saying, like, he has a problem with her. It's more about her body language. So just to know that she has to move a little bit slower. And there might be something about her that reminds him of his past. And so that why it might be that it's coming across to him a little bit, to her a little bit more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, is there anything that she can do about, like, the dusty energy, or... I don't know what he means about remembrance of his past.
The dusty energy is wondering if when you guys do that clearing, if there's something that she's not aware of that's actually manifesting on her hands.
Huh.
Hey, Kate, I have a quick question. Sorry to interrupt you guys.
Sure.
Is your radio up, or is your computer radio up, sound up?
No, I don't have anything running. I'm on a portable phone, but it's a lot.
Oh, okay. Oh. Just checking. Sorry, because we hear a feedback, and I was just checking to see if someone had their radio up. Okay, sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Laura.
What I would just suggest is that, well, it might be something that she's unaware of, or all you guys are unaware of. If you're doing that type of work, maybe there needs to be a cleansing of her. Maybe she's doing something with her hands, or maybe it's manifesting somewhere in her body, or maybe that energy stuck to her a little bit, and so maybe that's something that she needs to be more aware of too. But I don't know, that's something for you guys to explore.
Okay, yeah, we'll look at that. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, because when a dog has trauma, or an animal has trauma, they can be... You know, they can be fearful of all sorts of different things and sort of see things. And it could be that there's something about her that reminds him of something unconscious from the past. And that's the dusty energy. Or it could be your actual work that you were doing left a dusty residue on her hands, and you needed to cleanse yourself afterwards.
Hmm. Did he have something from the past that he wanted to talk about? Because I wasn't aware that there was anything, any trauma in his past at all.
He says he can remember people screaming and lunging for him. I remember people lunging for me. I don't know if they tripped and fell and they were lunging for him, or they actually went to go grab him.
Huh.
I remember it strong. He got. Well, I would work on, you know, catching his, know that eye contact and fast movements are something that set him off, and just be really conscious and have your partner be really conscious of her eyes when she's about to interact. To look and then look away, and then also to move her hand very slowly towards him.
Okay.
And maybe you'll start to realize where Steady has to sign. Maybe you'll start to be able to pick that up sooner.
Great. Thank you so much for your help, Laura.
Let us know how he does.
Yeah, we will.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, I think it's gone.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. The feedback was terrible. Sorry, listeners. We're trying to figure it out. Sometimes we have no control over it. I think it was her line. Something with her line was messed up. But let's go straight. Oh, first of all, I just want to say we forgot to ask her our question, which we really need to get in the mode of doing. But since it's a new part of our show, and we like to ask animals a new question every week, and we like to have our audience email us or message us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/PetPsychicRadio, about what you'd like to ask all the animals every week. So not like a specific question to your animal, but a question to all animals. And this week we got from Jarita Walsh. She put in a good one saying, how do you make people laugh? So we should ask Happy that.
So we're going to ask Happy, how can he make people laugh? The way I do it is wiggle my butt a little bit. I can have a certain wiggle that makes people happy. That's so cute.
That's so really cute.
What we should tell Happy also is that when he feels like biting, he should go and do that little wiggle instead.
Yeah.
And his licking and yawning and his blinking of his eyes.
Totally. That makes me laugh. Just thinking about it makes me laugh.
I know, huh?
Really cute. That's awesome. So let's remember to ask that because I keep forgetting. So that'll be our question for today. And listeners and callers, if you remember that we haven't asked that at the end, remind us. You can help us out here on our show. Today we have a really, really super special guest, Rachel from APEAction.org. And APE stands for Animal, People, and Environment. So, Rachel, can you hear us? Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to our show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you guys on here because APE Action is, you know, we have you on as our rescue special guest, but what's interesting is that you're not just a rescue group. You do all kinds of other things, don't you? Like, can you tell us about your group and all the different things you guys do?
Well, I actually work with Jill as a foster, and I also work with a number of other rescue groups as well. So I don't want to overspeak for Jill and what her group does, but I know they do a lot of great things educating people about the environment, animal rescue, and vegetarianism, and a lot of wonderful things. I don't work for her group. I work with her rescuing animals, so I'll leave it at that.
Okay, that's great. So what you can do for our listeners is go to apeaction.org, and it'll tell you all about their group. It's really, really interesting. And how are you involved? You said you're working with their fostering side of it, and how did you get involved with that?
Several years ago, I was very interested in helping seniors at local shelters, and there weren't really very many systems in place. So through a lot of networking, I eventually found Jill, who also is passionate about rescuing and helping seniors and working specifically with doing compassion rescues, which involves pulling seniors from the shelters and giving them a safe and loving place to pass away.
Wow. And you work with dogs and cats or just dogs?
I work with a lot of different animals. I currently have potbelly pigs, cats, and dogs here. But right now we do the most work with dogs, and most of the animals I work with Jill with are dogs.
And tell us, why do senior pets have a less chance of getting adopted out, and is that why you guys are working as a kind of a special needs group? Or
I believe so, yeah. I think, you know, in general, people tend to move towards puppies and younger dogs, and the seniors a lot of times just have a really hard time adjusting to shelter life. And I think even if people were interested in adopting a senior, sometimes they're so depressed and have such a hard time integrating to the shelters. I just really wanted to get them out and into an environment where they would thrive and have a better chance of being adopted.
Mm-hmm. And seniors, how are they as pets? They're good as young animals, aren't they?
To me, they're much better. I love bringing a senior in. They have a lot of character. They have a lot of life experience, and they show so much gratitude towards having a safe place to be. I much prefer them to younger dogs, and I find once people rescue seniors, they tend to fall in love with rescuing seniors as well.
Yeah, that's going to be dangerous for me. If I go down that path, I'll end up with like 10 seniors in my home. They are great. They're great animals. And we're going to be talking to Tulip, who is an 8-year-old boxer today.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Tulip.
So I began fostering Tulip about 2 months ago. So my experience of her is from then until now. Prior to that, the information I have for her is from the rescue group who originally rescued her. They had told me they rescued her about 2 years ago. She was adopted out either once or twice and was doing fine in her rescue home, was getting along great. And after several months of, you know, seemingly being the perfect dog, she attacked the dog she was living with very violently. So, and I don't have the specific details on that, but then she was returned to the rescue group and put into boarding, where, again, she kind of met a dog that she seemed to be great friends with. They were about the same size this time, and so they allowed her to stay with the dog, and she played, and they were great friends for several months again. And then there was, another violent attack, and I was told that happened again. And now looking at her, it just is so contrary to this dog. When I went to pick her up, I was imagining picking up kind of this, you know, dog that had triggers. And I'm usually very good at seeing what may be triggering a dog into violence. And she just is, I'm baffled. She's easygoing. I haven't let her spend specific time with any dogs because of her history, but she has access to them through her kennels and fencing. And she'll, you know, be at her kennel and, you know, show her belly to everyone. They lick ears. Like, she just is a love, and I can't see any trigger points around food or anything. So I'm really just baffled.
And was anyone there when she had these sights? Did anyone see what happened?
Yeah, see, I haven't gotten clear information on that, and it appears to me like she has some pretty violent wounds herself. So it's very confusing. So I really want to know from her, you know, what happened. And to my knowledge, I don't know that anyone was there, or I haven't been given that information.
Okay. Let me ask her. So what do we want to ask her? Like, do you remember these fights? And, like, what happened when you fought? Like, what was that like? Like,
right.
What set it off? What triggered it? Okay, let me get her. Yeah, I remember. It's like when I'm fighting, I have to fight for my life. It's like I feel like I'm going to get killed. You know what? I need help. When I get like that, I'm really scared. A smell sets it off, and a brush up against me. I feel like dogs are gonna kill me. I remember doing it. And then when I'm apart, I'm like, what happened? And then I don't see any of the people I used to know. People used to really be around yelling at us. And if I fight in my new family, they get rid of me. I've stopped myself a couple of times at this house. It's like I smell something. Then it starts. I don't know what she smells, though. I'm going to try and find out what that smell that triggers it is. I almost wonder, it looks like she was in a bunch of dog fights. Do her wounds look like they're bite wounds?
Oh, they look horrible. Yeah, they look, it looks awful.
I was bitten by other dogs. The thing is, I don't like those memories. It's so interesting because with her, I don't see a lot of human faces, but I see a lot of pants and jeans and sneakers. Like, I see the legs of people. Like, in, when she has that trigger, she's, like, fighting another dog, and then I see, like, legs of people, like men, and I would say young men, like, younger than 30s, maybe late teens, 20s. It was scary. I'm going to ask her what that smell is. Sort of like danger smell, like gasoline danger. It has a gasoline smell to it. But I wonder what in a home would have, like, a gasoline smell, like maybe a barbecue? Did they happen outside or inside?
I believe that the one where she had been adopted and attacked the family dog was inside, and then the other two would have been outside at boarding, in a boarding facility.
Oh, I wonder what that is. What do you think I should tell her, like, if she's having post-traumatic stress and then she's getting thrown into an old memory and she feels like she has to, like, it's almost like she has to kill to survive. Like, do you remember, did it happen at the same time of year? Was there a trigger like that?
I can ask. I don't know.
Yeah, it would be really good to get, like, this time of year, the time of day, but, let me see, because she's really smart. It's like she knows she's safe now. These are the trickiest ones because she knows she's safe and she's getting thrown into a post-traumatic stress, but she's getting thrown so fast. Although I like how she said that she stopped herself a few times because maybe that means it's getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
I need to stay where I'm at. She says, I feel like these dogs also know how to stop it.
Right. She's right.
Yeah, she says if she gets funny with them, they walk away.
Right.
And that helps me. So it's like if she gets thrown in that post-traumatic stress and then it comes back with, like, a fear or, like, a more aggression, then it sets it even more. Can you keep her? What do you think? Or do you have to be a foster? She has to go through you.
No, I can keep her.
I feel good about that. Because I feel like they don't hate me for what I'm doing. and these dogs are the best for me. I just feel like I'm a part of something here. I just feel like I'm so much more a part of something. That's so sweet. What else should we ask her?
I'm curious if there's any specific dogs here that she likes more than others, or if there's any that she is that she feels like she has to stop herself from fighting to kind of get an idea of what group she wants to be a part of.
So how many do you have where you are?
I have 18.
Oh, my gosh. In your house?
We have 5 acres where we have they all live in a home environment, but not all at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. So which are her friends that she wants to stay with the most? Okay. There's a white one with spots that I like. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's Mama Monkey.
And there's one with really pointy ears that sticks up farther than mine.
Mm-hmm.
That one is really nice because they have great eyes. They always look away when I'm scared. And then there's a little dog. But the little dog sometimes annoys me.
Okay.
But there's something about that dog that I like. It has a personality, which I think is brave. But it's not as smart as me. Do you know who that is?
Yeah. Yep.
Aww. Are all those dogs in the same group?
No. Well, the two that she mentioned, the spotted one and the little one, are because they're both old and they're always with me. And then the other one is one that I definitely identified as her friend. That's the one that will lay by the kennel and let her lick her ears, and they both will fall asleep, like touching through a kennel.
That's so funny because she picked the two that are always with you.
Right.
She's like, I want to be in that group.
So, Rachel, if people want to help out the rescue group, they can go to the website, apeaction.org. Is that correct?
Absolutely. There's a way to donate through PayPal, and then we always need fosters and, people that are willing to step up either short-term or long-term. That allows Jill to rescue more animals.
That's awesome. Thank you so much again for being on our show. And for all of our listeners, go to apeaction.org, help out, PayPal, volunteer, foster. I'm going to get on there right after the show myself. So thank you so much, Rachel.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rachel.
That's awesome. Yeah, if you go to their website, it's pretty cool. And they have all kinds of information, which I really like because it's not just rescue stuff, which that they do rescue, but they also do education and stuff about animal rescue and about animals. So I think that's really cool.
I posted their Facebook page on Pet Psychic Radio's page too.
Awesome. Yay. Okay, so our next caller is Kathy, who has a 10-year-old gray cat named Mitzi. Kathy, go ahead, tell us a little bit about Mitzi.
Hi, Mitzi goes into another room other than where the family is at, and she has the strangest meow, and she's all by herself, and I was wondering who she was talking to.
Okay, so tell me, what does she look like again?
She's a little female, 10-year-old gray cat, right. And she's
okay.
Alive.
And she goes into another room and she meows and you don't know what she's meowing about?
Right. She's usually vocal with us, but this is weird. It's kind of like definitely a different meow. And I was wondering if she's okay.
Okay, like actually she'll go away from you to do it rather than come to you?
Yes. She's in a different part of the house.
Okay. She says, you know what I'm doing is I'm calling.
Calling us? Or calling, is she talking?
Here, let me ask her, hold on. I'm calling them because sometimes I have a pain in my chest.
In her chest?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a little scary.
It sort of hurts, so I make a sound. And I say, come here.
Okay. So we need to get that checked out. Is she drinking a lot of water?
She has?
We have two cats, and one of them is drinking a ton of water. Is that her?
It's interesting. Let me ask her, but it's interesting you say that. And so what I have found with some of the meowing, especially when they start meowing in the middle of the night, I know that's not what you're really saying, but I've noticed that with some of the meowing, it can very often be hyperthyroidism, kidney problems, or heart problems. And, when she says that she has to walk away and it sort of hurts her chest, I'm a little bit concerned about her heart.
Okay.
But the drinking of the water, sometimes when they have kidney issues, they will do that cry also. So I would definitely get her in and get her checked. And
okay. Because none of what you said is good. That's scary.
Yeah. Let me ask her if she's drinking more water.
Or if it's our other cat.
I do drink water. I'm going to ask her if she's drinking more water than normal.
Thank you, Laura.
And sometimes it feels good on my teeth.
She doesn't have a whole lot of teeth.
Oh, really? Well, how come?
She had to have them removed.
Oh, so maybe something might be going on with her mouth again, too.
Right.
Yeah, I would definitely get her in to get her checked.
Okay, I will.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Let us know how she does. I'm going to tell her she's going to the doctor. Oh, and we've got to ask her, what do you do to make your people laugh?
Yes. Good. Remembered.
I'll rub up against them and I'll just make them smile.
Oh.
They like it when I rub up against them.
Awesome.
Cute.
Thanks for calling in, Kathy and Mitzi. That's so cute. I'm so glad you remembered.
I know. So should we go back to Tula? Not Tula.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Tulip, you gotta tell us what do you do to make people. I just smile myself, and I play.
And you play. Aw, that's
and
awesome.
I play. You are really happy. That's so cute.
That's really cute. We have our next caller is all the way from Australia. We got Rebecca and Panda. Hi, tell us about Panda.
So Panda is a ginger tabby. He's 1.5. He has been just sort of following me around and meowing a lot, even when, you know, I check that he's got food and water and play with him and see if he wants a cuddle. And I just feel maybe he has a message or maybe some questions he wants to ask. I just want to give him a chance to say anything, really.
Okay. And did you say you had him on the Facebook page?
Yeah. There's a picture on there.
Oh, okay, great. Okay.
Yeah, he's really cute. He's sitting in the sun.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and you said that you're wondering why he's meowing, too. Didn't you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. He's handsome.
Yeah.
I want to tell my mom a lot of things. I'm really proud about the way she's been going after her dreams. I think she's been working a lot harder lately. and I think she's becoming more confident. Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to cry. Because I've been looking at doing animal communication and Reiki and a lot of natural healing myself.
Oh, good for you.
But it's been a matter of trying to get money to do the courses and things. So I've been applying to so many jobs lately. And
wow. Good for you. Good for you. Also, yeah. Just experience, you know, like go out and talk to your friends, animals and stuff. And
yeah, I've been doing that a little bit as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Good. Let's see. Do you want to ask him if he has anything that he thinks that could help you learn?
Sure.
My mom's concentration is really good. And I think she's doing awesome at what she's doing. She does this thing where she puts a ball of light around me. And that ball of light energizes me. If she concentrates, it gives me more energy. But if she thinks about something negative while she's doing it, I think it steals energy from me. That's so interesting. Do you put a ball of light around him?
Yeah, I do. And my other cat, usually before we sleep, and I put one around the house and ask the angels to come in and stuff.
Oh, it's so neat that he picks that up. It's interesting what he said about if you think about something negative. And I don't think that's just for you. I think that's for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's hard sometimes, I think, when you're doing healing for you not to think about, like, whatever you're healing and if they're getting sick or, I mean, I don't know exactly what it is for you, but to think about the negative side of what you're trying to heal. And
yeah.
I think that's what he's saying, Rob, is the energy. So that's a good lesson for all of us to learn about, like, if we're trying to manifest something or we're trying to put healing to something, try not to think about the sickness or doubt it at all.
Yeah. I've been thinking, because actually we're worried that there's a kind of energy in the house. I've been told by a couple of people, and I think part of the reason that I do this light thing is to sort of protect them, and so maybe I'm worrying about that at the same time.
And you know how they say that, you know, people, this is what I found to be, you know, a lot of people talk about this, and it's interesting because it came up almost earlier, too, with that woman who called in, and she was studying animal communication as well and healing. And just when you work with light and when you work in this field of healing and communication, it just attracts other entities. So anybody's house who is in that field is going to have that stuff around you. And I think that at times when people are searching and they're talking to other psychics or something and other psychics pick that up, people think that that's like a negative thing about their house. But I don't necessarily buy into that. I think that, you know, just because you're working in light, there's, you know, dark is attracted to light. So you just have to pay it not to put too much energy towards that and just to, you know, think positively about your barriers.
Oh, that's a really good point. I should, yeah, that's smart.
I remember when I was learning, two people would say that about my house, too, and so I just see it over the years that everyone who's a healer sort of feels that way about their house.
Yeah, and my other cat, Rose, I got from her, and I got it confirmed by another animal communicator, that she, like, her job here, she says, is she's the energy watcher of the house. And at nighttime, she kind of wanders around and looks at things. And I can just sort of tell that that's what she's doing. And I sort of got worried about it when she started acting a bit weird. And that's when I started, thinking about it. But
that's interesting, yeah. And so that would be an interesting thing to talk to her about, too, is about having her boundaries. And remember how we were talking about earlier about if we pick up somebody else's stuff, that it's really important to let it go. So maybe that's something that you can teach her also, is that when she's working with energy as well, she has to learn how to let it go and not hold the negative inside her body.
Yeah, I've recently thought that I was going to teach her how to ground herself and ask her angels to come in if she wants and do the light thing if she wants.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, these animals are amazing. They are healers for us, and they do travel to other places and heal the planet, and it's amazing the things that they can do.
Yeah.
Let's ask Panda what they can do to make people laugh.
Okay. Panda, what can you do to make people laugh? I put thoughts in their head. Happy, joyful thoughts.
Oh.
And sometimes I put thoughts about eating happy food. And I like happy treats.
Cute. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for calling in. All the way from Australia.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Panda. That's so cute. I love this question because they always say the funniest thing. let's go to, we have a few more minutes left, so we're going to go kind of quickly here. Jody, who has a male rabbit named Feather, and she has another rabbit named Henry, and they're fighting. Jody, tell us what's going on with your rabbits.
They were together. One is 3 and one is 4, and they've been together. I had Henry first, and then I brought Feather home, and they bonded really well. And then all of a sudden, after a couple years, they were just tearing each other up. And I know they care about each other. They'll lay next to each other through the fence and stuff because I have to keep my house separated somewhat now. But I was wondering if there's anything I could do to help them get together again.
And what do they look like? Tell me what they look like.
Feather is pretty much solid white rabbit with red eyes. And Henry is like an orange Dutch rabbit.
Okay, so Feather and Henry. And so they're separate now. They can't even be together?
Right, yes.
And how long has that been, did you say?
Probably for about at least, probably almost 2 years or a year and a half they haven't been together.
Okay. So Feather's the white one, and then Henry's the orange one. Okay.
Yes.
I don't really want to get together. My back has been hurting me. And when we're together, he leans on me. And it bothers my back. Henry says I would like to be together with him. I like to have him near me. I miss grooming him. Is that true? Did Henry groom Feather? Do you remember?
Yes, they did. And I know Henry really pushed on Feather a lot to groom him because he loves to be rubbed. So, yes, he did.
I wonder why his back is hurting her at him. That might be the whole problem.
Well, I know recently Feather has been to the vet because we thought it was his leg, which is starting to heal, but they didn't see anything in his back or in an x-ray.
Oh, they took an x-ray of his back?
Yeah, of his arm and his back, yeah.
And so why? What's going on with his leg?
Well, he started limping on it, holding it up, and so we took him in, and it's been over almost 2 months, but he is healing because he's starting to put his hand down on the floor a lot more.
Oh, that's so interesting. Maybe you should take that x-ray to a veterinary chiropractor and have them take a look at it. Because if a vet is not, a vet may not know if they're out of alignment. Unless it's study chiropractic, so that would be interesting to check that out. But let me ask him if because it sounds like this is a new injury. It's not an injury that happened 2 years ago.
Right.
No, it always bothered me.
Hmm.
And sometimes I have numbing in my hind legs too. I would take it. Where are you located?
I'm in Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I would Google veterinary chiropractic or look for an acupuncturist in your area and call them and ask them if they know of a chiropractor, because it might be really good to take them in and see. Because that sounds like it's the whole problem. Maybe he kind of, you know how bunnies do that leap and they kick their little legs and everything? He could have thrown himself out that way. Or also, and I'm not saying that you did this, but a lot of people think that bunnies can be picked up by the scruff of their neck, but actually that can cause a lot of damage to the bunnies. So you never actually want to pick them up by their scruff.
Yeah, I usually try to support them, but I know that sometimes when you go to do his nails, he can kick a little bit.
I would try that. Oh, it's hard.
Thank you.
One wants to keep the other one, but the other one doesn't. Okay, let's ask them what they can do, what they do to make you happy or to make you happy.
Yay.
Feather says that he thinks that the way he eats makes you smile.
Yeah.
I think they like to watch me eat. Henry says what makes them smile is just my cute face. I have the cutest face. Does he have the cutest face?
He does, and he's a ham boy, yes.
That's so funny.
Oh, so cute. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. I just love it. I love this question. Thanks to Jarita for our question this week.
I know.
For all of our listeners, please, you guys, go to our Facebook page and post your, you know, if you have a fun idea. We had a lot of them this week, and it was hard to pick, so we might go back to some of the ones that were listed on there, but just keep posting them, and post on there, like, your questions and anything you want to ask the animals so we can bring it up on the show, too. And that's at facebook.com/petpsychicradio. Let's see here. We only have 8 minutes. Do you think we can get to a call, or do you think we should go to words of wisdom?
Oh, well, let's get to a call, and I'll try and make it fast.
Okay, so we're going to get to a call, make it super fast. And let's see here. We can go to, Joelle, a 10-year-old Chow mix, Prince, is on the line. Joelle, real quick, so we're going to do a speed round. Tell us.
Oh, I don't hear you all of a sudden. Hi.
Hello?
Oh. Hi, go ahead, Joelle.
Hi. My name is Joelle, and I have a Chow mix. He's 10 years old. He's tan and has a curly tail. Does that help any?
Yeah, and what do you want to ask him?
Just how he's feeling inside since he's older now.
Okay, what color is he?
He's tan.
Yeah, what color?
The color tan, like a...
Oh, he's tan. I'm sorry, I thought you were saying he's 10. I thought that was his age. Sorry. I feel pretty good. Sometimes I have a pain on the top of my neck behind my ear. And sometimes I pant a lot.
Okay.
And when I'm panting, I feel like I have a stomach ache.
Oh, okay.
I get a stomach ache after I eat.
Oh, no.
I feel like I can lift myself up and walk okay. Sometimes my back hocks are sore. But I feel pretty good. What do you feed him?
I think it's gravy train dog food.
Oh, you could feed him a better food that might feel better in his stomach? You want to try and look for a food that has no grain in it, like a grain-free diet, because what happens is that the foods that have grain in it will sometimes swell in their stomach, and it can give them, like, an acid reflux, and you'll see, like, panting, or sometimes they slap their lips. And there's a food called Natural Balance that you can get at Petco, and you look for the grain-free. That would probably be better than Gravy Train.
Okay.
Gravy Train, although it's probably tasty for him, it's kind of like the McDonald's of pet food.
Oh, okay. And does he want to go for walks nowadays? Because usually when I take him for walks, he gets really tired and he falls down and he doesn't want to get back up.
Oh, gosh, maybe that's the panting, too, and the... Yeah, it's, like, hard to go. I still want to go, though.
but how long would he like to go?
I want to go just in the shade.
Okay.
I want just the shade and just a short way. You know what, though? If you change his diet, you might see that he has more energy for him. You might see that go away.
Okay. And is he happy?
Yeah, I love my mom a lot.
What's my mama or me?
He's talking about you. I was calling you, Mom. She pets me the best ever. She's always kissing and loving me.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
I feel good with her. I'm going to ask him what makes him happy, or what does he do to make you happy or to make you laugh?
Okay.
I give her this look. I have a look that says, I love you. I just look at her and smile, and she knows I love her. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well, one more question. I tried to talk to him through my head last week. Did it work any? Can you ask him that?
Yeah, I always get it. You always ask me and I get it.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's so good.
That's great. Good job, Joelle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Prince. Thanks, Joelle, for calling in. Let's go to Words of Wisdom.
Okay.
Who is Words of Wisdom?
Let's do Ripley.
Ripley. Ooh, Ripley's at Wagville right now having a fun time. Oh, she did get in trouble last week, though.
She did? Why?
Because they told me that she had bad recall, and she was playing, and she's playing, like they said, she wasn't aggressive or anything. She was just playing with a dog and annoying another dog, and so they were afraid that the other dog would be aggressive towards her, so then they called her over to, like, stop her from bothering the dog, and she didn't come over, and they said she needs to work on her recall, but she's not, you know, being bad or anything. It's just that she needs to work on her recall. I felt like a really, like, parent in the principal's office kind of thing. But we've been working on it. So let's ask Ripley her words of wisdom for the day.
Okay. Ripley, are you there? I'm here and I'm getting so much better. They even noticed at Wagville. They're going to tell Mom I'm doing great. I asked them to tell Mom, and they are. And Dad, too.
That's not a words of wisdom, though.
Ripley, what's your words of wisdom? Listen and people will love you. Ignore them, and you might feel good, but they feel bad.
What a weirdo. Is that what she's thinking about?
That's so funny. That's so weird.
That's kind of weird. Okay, what does she do to make us laugh?
I don't have to do much. I'm just me.
Mom and Dad are always laughing.
That's true.
They look at me and they start laughing.
That's true.
Everything I do.
Thank you all for listening again. Thanks to all of our callers. Thanks to Kendra and Deanna for doing our screening today. And see us next week at the same place, same time, petpsychic.com, thepetpsychic.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.